gubernatorial candidates pour millions into their own campaigns, and Oklahoma SNAP enrollment sees a 14% decline since last year. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, June 12th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma's Republican gubernatorial candidates are spending tens of millions of dollars on their own campaigns ahead of the June 16th primary elections. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Ethics reports show Republican candidates running for governor have spent a total of $22 million on loans to their own campaigns. And as the nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports, Trump-endorsed Mike Mazie is at the top of that spending list, giving his campaign almost $11 million. Other top GOP candidates in the running have also spent millions on themselves. Local historian and attorney Bob Burke told Oklahoma Voice politicians have been allowed to self-fund their campaigns via no-interest personal loans for a long time, paying themselves back with campaign donations. But the skyrocketing costs of running campaigns have made such moves prohibitive for potential middle and low-income candidates. I'm Lionel Ramos.
And while the price tag of the state's gubernatorial race is grabbing headlines, another race is also seeing dollar signs ahead of next week's primary. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the numbers for the race to be the next state superintendent of public instruction.
Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports candidates have spent more than $335,000 on the race. The largest share of that comes from Peggs Public Schools Superintendent John Cox, who spent more than $200,000. He personally loaned his campaign $137,000 of that. Second is Senate Education Committee Chair Adam Pugh, who raised $95,000 and spent more than $51,000 of that. Robert Franklin, a 44-year educator, has raised more than $55,000 and spent about $18,000. According to a May poll of Republican voters by NonDoc, Cox leads the pack with about 12% support. The other six candidates are within less than 2 points of each other. But it's still anyone's game, as nearly half of the poll respondents say they're undecided. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Staying on education, since ChatGPT's public release in 2022, teachers across the country have been grappling with how to treat artificial intelligence. KGOU's Jack Walters has more on a new law addressing AI in the classroom.
The Oklahoma Responsible Technology in Schools Act by Claremore Republican Ali Seifried requires educators to be actively involved while using AI tools in the classroom. It also allows parents to opt children out of using AI. Stateline reports other states are already developing laws and policies to deal with the rise of generative AI. Districts in Maryland are already required to have a dedicated AI coordinator in their system. This year, more than 134 bills across 31 states were filed in regards to AI in education. As AI becomes more and more widespread, skepticism is only increasing, with the Center for Democracy and Technology reporting that 70% of teachers are concerned about AI impacting their students. I'm Jack Walters.
Fewer Oklahomans are getting federal assistance to help pay for groceries. Anna Pope reports recent numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show a continued decline in participation.
The latest USDA numbers show a 14% drop in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, participation. This means about 97,000 Oklahomans are no longer accessing the program. The Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill Act shifted millions of dollars in program costs to states, expanded work requirements, and reversed eligibility for some documented immigrants, including refugees. Chris Bernard, executive director of Hunger Free Oklahoma, says the decline is because of these changes to SNAP.
We are essentially taking the foundation that folks, you know, our state needs to be successful and just have cut a big chunk out from under it.
He says this comes as Oklahoma's food insecurity rates remain among the highest in the country and the charitable food system has seen increased demand. I'm Anna Pope.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.